This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
So we're holding Mamash Kamar at the end of the Perek. Hey, V'oimani, V'chein V'cheinhu, Shalekach Eilu Shtei Ma'amor Amblosh and Targum. So he says that the this mimer is daf Loshen Targum, because it's interesting, all the Mishnayot are Loshen Kodesh, and here also, and the last mimer, Afeichah V'Afeichah, the Kulaba and from Tzair Agra, are both in Aramis, Loshen Targum. Why? Mipnei ke'elu shtei milas achronis lalimtzul malachim. These two milas are not given to malachim. So Adrava, the beginning of the Mishnah here of the Avaz Kenemer and so on, that's especially Miyuchot Malachim, because Malachim do these things with tremendous cheshit, tremendous reasons. Ein lo malachim klal. Kiloi nit no teru malachim, kiriza berge bakiva. Ve kibul schar gam kein ein shaykh malachim, ki a schar ur shaykh davki lo odom, she koinu maile yoysa, ma shoyl mi koidem. So these two inyonim are shaykh, vu koinu lom haba. Av madrega zois ein malachim. Ve zeh she siya ma maim alafum tzair agra. Ve ein lo malach ashar sar klal, ka shoysa mitzayin koinu. Those are the reasons. This is the reason why Dafka these two things are like that. So he's going to speak about the Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Kvahizbayer Katan Yischa Basor Vamoris V'Sidah Komadreges Olam Zeh Hazeh Kmo Shabanu Lamaila Berhetiv. Matan Torah is something that
is able to overtake the world. So this is a kind of a very extraordinary shot of his, in the fact that he's saying that Targum has a Maila, that it be'etzim belongs to Olam Haba, and not to Olam Hazeh. One would have thought the opposite. He speaks about it. One would have assumed Targum was the sort of common language of people. Lashon Kodesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu was buried the world with Lashon Kodesh, and Bemela. One would think it doesn't belong to Olam Haba. So let's try a little bit to understand the Inyan. There were twice in the world a vikuach between malachim and people. One was on Shavuos, when the question was No Hoitcha Shemayim. That our Kodesh Baruch Hu should give Torah Shemayim. No, Ma Enos Kisis Kirena. There was one vikuach malachim and people about who should get Torah, and then there was a vikuach in Brias Olam if Adam should be nivra or not. Malachim said no, and Adam wasn't around to represent himself. Our lawyer was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And created Adam, but it's interesting. These are the two nekudas where there is a vikuach between Malach and Adam. So let's try to understand a little bit the what that vikuach is. One understands that vikuach is not. It's not an argument where they sat and yelled and screamed at each other. It's like the Maral says. Maral says it identifies Yisrael. It's ki'ilu put into the mouths of the malachim. What would malachim say? What would Adam, in other words, there's two tzadim. So that means that the Bria of Malach and the Bria of Adam are fundamentally in opposition to each other. It's Ke'ilu, if this is Kayim, this is not Kayim. And yet, and somewhere there's Achra. So if we take a look, let's go to Rosh Hashanah, which is our Inyan Yoma. Let's take a look at the core fight over there between the Malachim and Adam, or Ribbono Shel Olam, who represented Adam. The Malachim were Chesed, Tzedakah, Emes, and Shalom. Emes and Shalom said Adam should not be Nivra, because Emes and Shalom is Adam is not Shaykh to Emes and Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that they should be Nivra because they're Shaykh to Chesed and Tzedakah, and Kvarnase Maisa. So the Emes is that the Pshat in the Vikuach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu took in Yanim that are Shaykh to a world that is perfect. And in that world, every Metzias has the right, it's right Metzias. That is the world of Alyonim, and Malachim are the embodiment of that world. That's Malach. That world has in itself, it stands in perfect realization of the Ratzon HaBorei. And that's what he says over here, that when it comes to doing Ritzonai, so the Malachim are the ones who fulfill Ratzon HaBorei in every way possible, like he says over here. Shem oisim Ritzon koinom bi'avo bi'yira ve'imsosan Ritzon koinom. So as Kinem and Kal Kanesha and Skavaki, all of those milas which express a perfect synchronization of the doer of the malach with the mitzvah, that's shaykh to malachim, Adam's not shaykh to it. The one thing that Adam is shaykh to is in the world of being marbe, in the world of bringing out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inyanim in areas that they be'etzem don't seem to be shayach to. In other words, Adam is capable of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias into this world. Now, Shalom and Emes are two inyanim that are be'etzem kilo the world perfect, but Chesed and Tzedakah are in Yanim where a person is, he's a Re'at Tzedakah. It's Ke'ilu, you get more out. It's like planting a seed and getting many more stalks out of the seed. So you have one granary where you keep the seeds stored perfectly, and over there you have the seeds exactly where they were. So it's mitzad preserving it, and mitzad keeping the tsura the way it was. There's nothing that beats that type. So when I keep something in deep freeze, that's as perfect as can be. Me'irich gisa, it's not matzmiach anything. Nothing more grows. So whatever I put in, that's what I take out. When I plant the seeds in the ground, they rot, they don't stay around. Not every one of them grows. But in the big picture, you get a lot more that's growing. You get a ribui of what you put in. So Malachim represent the perfect shmira on whatever is. So Na'olam Aruchni is the way it is by Malachim. There is nothing that gets lost from the Olam Hagashmi, and Bimela, you have just Olam Ruchni pure the way it was. That's where Malachim have the Achiza. Adam is like the Zriya of the Inyanim Ruchniyim. So in the immediate effect of the Zriya, There is, what's the right word for it? There is a downgrading of what you put in. When a person puts seeds into the ground, the first thing that happens is he has much less seeds than he started with. It rots. And only after that is there a ribui and so on. So in the world of Malachim, which is be'emes in the Olam Ha'elyon, all we have is we have things as they are. Or better said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world, in as much as he made Malachim in this world, they're a metzius kayemis of Ratzna Bayre, and just like they don't at all what's the right word for it? They don't flounder. It doesn't become less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It also doesn't become more. It's something that once it's the way it is, and that's all it is. In as much as a Kaddish Baruch Hu had a rotzen for a bria, that rotzen. Just one second. Hello. Yeah. Tomorrow, Thursday, 5 p.m. Okay. Yeah, that'll work for me. Yeah, okay, take care, bye. Okay, so the way in which, what you don't have in that world is any ribui and any increase of what there is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, and anything in this world that is perfect the way it is from the get-go is what it is, and it's not more than that. The only way where you could have a ribui is when you have a lefum tzaira agra, or when you have a mahalach where you can take the ruchnius, bring it through this world, and come out with more. It doesn't, I mean, it's hard to say, it doesn't make sense, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world because he wanted something more than there was before this world. So if this world just preserves what was, then there's no need for a bria. It's b'karchach because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that inyan should find a tosefes by expressing itself in a place that it wasn't before. So the bria itself demands that things go through a mahalach that allows for ribui, and if it allows for ribui, it has to allow for mir also, at least on a temporary level. So in Briyas Olam, when there was the tug of war between Malachim and Adam, so the Malachim represent the shlemus of the ruchnius that's being put into this world. And the minute I take, so if I have seeds and the seeds are perfect, they're dry, they're clean, everything. So right now these seeds are as in the best mats they could be. And I go and I take and I put it into the ground, I'll manas that it should rot. So the first mice of this pu'ula is a yurida. That's be'etzem like that. And that's why the Malachim complained. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, and he said, Kvar Nase Maisa. It already, he threw down the Emes and created Adam, and he said, Kvar Nase Maisa. Kvar Nase Maisa means the Vikuach is not going to be resolved Lifnei HaMaisa. The Vikuach can only be resolved La'acha HaMaisa. And therefore, it's something that when Adam is created and you've already planted the seeds, there's no way to understand why having the seeds rot in the ground will give you more than you had before. When you've done it, when you plant the seeds, that's when you have it. So the vikuach in other malachim is a vikuach be'etzim between the shleimus of Kadosh Baruch Hu's ma'isim and the rotzen of for ribui, for wanting more and so on. The it expresses itself in the Lefum Tzair Agra and in Torah. Torah means if malachim. I mean, what was the vikuach of the malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu? The malachim didn't understand that it's hard to eat matzahs when you have a mouth. What was the vikuach? The answer was the olam of mitzvahs of ruchnius has in itself a pnimistic layer, which is sichlius, ruchnius, whatever it is, and it expresses itself through a physical world. So I have a mimer on anyanim of Pesach, and I have the piece of matzah that's sitting in front of me. So the malachim's taina was against bringing Torah into the world of Maisa. Because whatever it is, you're it's not as good as the etzim ruchnis, the core of it. The kavanis of the matzah, the panimis of the matzah, never matches up to the matzah itself. The matzah itself doesn't match up to it. The matzah itself is a letdown. It's a physical representation of all these kavanis and yanim. But that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that his ruchnistic world should express itself in a place that it hadn't expressed itself before. And that's a world that is hefech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lefum Tzaira Agra is not just I guess, to be fair. If I ask one of the workers to schlep something extra heavy, if I'm a mensch, I'll pay him more money. That's the Balbacha Kukani. Lefum Tzaira Agra means that I've brought, Tzar means it's not a natural or it's not a usual or normal location for this Indian to be. If it requires so much work to be Marbit's Torah in this place, so that means it's not normal, it's not natural. On the normal circumstances, it wouldn't happen. The fact that I was Moshech it over there, the fact that I pushed it means I brought it to a place where it nominally didn't exist, and I brought it out in the language and ideas of that place. That's Revach. That's something kaviyachol or teisefis kaviyachol to gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why it's so chavit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So any type of lefum tzaira agra, so afeichba de kulaba means that it addresses exactly the point we're making. The Torah itself, mitzad its presentation, seems to be kula chitzonius. It's matzah. How much flour? How much water? How much this, that. That's all what matzah is. The idea that within the pnim you have locked in the same Torah that malachim have. You have locked in that nekuda pnimis. That's by constantly turning, you find it inside. And the lefum tzair agra is the same nekuda. The lefum tzair agra is based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that wherever it the more your gear took to bring something to a certain place, the person has brought that's the real Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a ribui of Kvod Shamayim, a ribui of Gilui, which is what he created the world to be Marba Gilui. So b'meila in this world itself, in the places that are difficult to bring it, that's where that gilui is most noticed. So those are the two mishnayos, two inyanim. The lashon aramis is a lashon in the following way. The lashon aramis is, it means it's lashon kodesh, but lashon kodesh that expresses itself in the lashon of bnei adam. The fact that you can have a targum and follow the Torah, and the targum itself is considered enough Torah that it's part of Pirsa Torah. I mean, there are many translations that are nice, but they fall far short of giving out those ideas. Targum means the ability to take those ideas and express them in the language of the world. It's the same process as Torah that we spoke about. It's the same process of Lefum Tzair Agra. It's taking, yes, Lashon Kodesh is a more perfect version of it. So Lashon Kodesh would be like Malachim. But if the Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu would be to preserve, then that would be Odif. Since the Ratzon Kodesh Baruch Hu is to be Marbe, so Targum is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words have become Nisrabe. They don't only exist in pristine Lashon Kodesh form, they exist in Arams. This is really the musig of it's the musig of taking something that's Kodesh and bringing it out even in Chol. It's parallel to what we're talking about, mitzvahs and so on. I mean, the day of Bris Oil, Rosh Hashanah, the day of Bris Adam, really, is Taka Bakesel Yom Hagenu. In other words, the hest upon him is because the tachlis of Bris Olam is bringing out a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means by definition a gilui is in a place where it was not niskala. So yes, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a place that it wasn't niskala, fine. There are many ways to deal with that. But the bottom line is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out within his world, it's dafka because the ha'ara is nister. It's dafka because it's a world that from the get-go, it doesn't seem to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we bring it out from it. That's the tachlis abriya. So in the struggle of, and even the remozim of, you know, the Sutton comes to be mastin and so on. All the struggle of Malach and Adam is a struggle between the Ruchnius in its perfect form as the starting point, and the ability of Adam to bring out Ribui, despite the fact that it is a bring out Ribui can only be when it comes to something else. So by definition, if I want to teach people who don't know Torah, I have to start with people that don't know Torah. If I want to be marbe, more loin de Torah, more yoidei Hashem, I need to start with people who don't know. That's the definition of it. So lefum tzaira agra, and achlis abriya, all those inyanim that come together, the adifus, Rosh Hashanah is the victory of Adam over Malach. The prompted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing. It's not, we didn't have that vikuach. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu brought out that vikuach. In that this world is not made to preserve what was. It's made to be marbe something. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a chetimtze for ribui kvod shemayim. And any place that's difficult, that becomes a mokum. That's the srabe. Kefi, it's tsara, it means that the place does not have a natural sense of ruchnius, and kefum the tsara, that's what we bring out. Al kaponim, I guess I want to wish a good year.
Can I ask something? Sure,
please.
I've actually got a few points. Maybe yeah. I just didn't understand.
No
so I'll be saying that Emes and Shalom is not a bar ribui because it's Be'etzim. Emes is
correct. Emes. Even though it says Marv Shalom Olam, I once said, what's the Pshat Marv Shalom Olam? So if you have a lot of fights, you can be Marv Shalom Olam. You can't have many pieces unless there are many wars. Pieces is supposed to be an ideal matzah where things are the way they are. And Emes is also. So those are two inyanim that seem to be either perfect or non-existent. You can't have more, and you can't have. So Marv Shalom obviously means it goes more towards Shalom. Yeah.
And are we saying that because the two times the Malachim were Makatrik, one by Bris Olam and one by Matan Torah, is the pshat that I don't know by Bris Olam that was a bechina of Eretz of Emes, and by Matan Torah it was a bechina of Shalom? Like, is one makbil to the other or
Ladav? I would say it the other way around. I would say you find a musig of Shalom by the Bris, the Marshal. like it says that Akan Tzipe Girach Mecha, because he makes kinna b'maisa bracious. In other words, the world has a balance to itself. Emes is more, the emes in the world is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from the world? What's the point of it? The emes is more shayach to the Nekuda Pnimis. So I would put emes with Torah, there's emes and so on, and Sholem is something that's part of the Etzim Mitzias Abri itself. Even today, I mean, in the way science understands ecology, that all the halakim of the Bria have a certain balance that sort of keeps each other going. You can't have if one Bria takes more for itself than the others, then we have then everything begins to fall apart.
Is there anything significant that the Gemara says over there that Dafka says that Hashem took Emes and threw it down to the ground and said Emes, the Eretz Titzmach, as opposed to Shalom, that, you know, Emes could have been brought down to the world but not Shalom? Is there anything?
I mean, there are many things said about it. In context of what I said, I'm not sure. The Velt says that if Emes would stay, even if it's 2-1 against Emes, B'cholzois, Emes is still Emes. That's what the Velt says. But in the context of what I said, I don't have a particular point. Right.
And the last thing, I don't know if there's anything to this, but I know the Maral and the Gross say that, you know, Eimon Eisik Yom HaMalachim, and we should, you know, Machnisi Rachamim and Lasholem. Just in light of what Rebbe is saying, it's not just that we don't need a medium. The chat is we're so diametrically opposed to who they are, but Mahus, it's the Chlal, it's not even a, there's no mockum for a.
Okay, I mean, it also, Lamosha, it says that the Goyen didn't want to learn from a Maggid. Anything I can get through a Melis, he wanted to do. And that's that Nakuda, that learning through a Malach means we're basically taking what is. Learning through a Gia means somewhere along the line, my knowledge came about through my brain, which is a physical Indian, through a lot of Amelus. So there's something in the Amelus that's the kiyum of the Etzem Tachlis Abriya.
Well, why is the tzedek the nekuda, the inin of Zriya?
That is the zero let stoka. Stoka is something which you give, and you give mot stoka, you marbet stoka, and you accomplish more with it. Stoka has that tchuna where you can give more and more tzaka. Emes and Shalom don't have that tchuna. Emes and Shalom are fixed items. You know, it's not, you can't be marbim. With stokas, you can give everything, all your time. You can keep giving more. You can't, in Emes and Shalom, it's basically, what is this? Okay. Yeah. I don't know, next week it'll be some Gedalia Mitzvah Hashem today, but we'll see. Whatever. Okay. Good Gebench here.
You were asking more stock as opposed to chesed?
I was asking why is it?
No, you're asking, like, he said that stock is a